The city of St. John's, they're going to consider privatizing Mile One, but there are a ton of pros and cons to weigh out, let's face it. Businessman Dean McDonald has floated the idea of purchasing the money-losing facility and has big plans, but the city will not be meeting with him. If the city does decide to privatize, it will be an open, competitive process. Growlers owner Dean McDonald joins us live by phone. Good morning, Mr. McDonald.
Good morning.
So this release issued yesterday on the sale of Mile One from Councillor Jamie Corab, I'd like to ask your reaction.
Well, look, delighted to finally see a response. We've been trying to, since I've been reaching out to the city to March for a meeting, we reached out to Mr. Corab in August for a meeting, said he's unavailable. So I guess one is we're happy to see that they're going to consider the matter. We've always advocated an RFP process. We think that's positive. Obviously, taxpayers want to see what the best idea put forth is, and if there is one better than ours, we'll so be it. That's a good, fair process. They've expressed some concerns about making sure the building is going to be used for its intended purpose. I mean, they are the city. They do get to zone the building properly. So I think if you've seen our renderings, it's pretty clear what our state of purpose for the building is. The building is underutilized. I mean, I think that's recognized by everyone. There was a report done by KPMG 2 years ago that basically said that, you know, the building has a higher subsidy than its peers, almost 50% higher. It's not being used for its intended purposes. It's not being maintained. Poor mandate. So, you know, the city's had a report for 2 years and hasn't acted on it.
And
the subsidy keeps going up. So we're kind of going, hey, look, we want to do something with that building and make it a better place for the city.
And this report that you referenced, the jurisdictional review from KPMG, I mean, that's 2 years old and nothing has changed since then. Why do you think they're reluctant to meet with you?
I honestly don't know. The report is 2 years old. It's not that things haven't been done, or the things have gotten worse, or the subsidy keeps going up. And I can't tell you why they don't want to meet or won't meet. Now they're in the process. They're saying that because of the RFP, they can't meet. And we certainly understand that. I hope that when it's reviewed by the board, St. John's Sports and Entertainment is reviewed by an independent committee of the board that's not made up of city officials, because they're obviously in conflict. So we hope they apply proper governance. We hope they give this serious consideration. You know, the city turned down last week a proposal of $1.3 million for additional funding to clear sidewalks. That building is now losing $3 million a year over there. I think from a taxpayer's point of view, I think given COVID, that, having that building run in a different fashion is long overdue. The report recommends it. And I think people are saying, hey, you know, look, we know that the city is in tough with its coming budgets, and they've asked for ideas. You know, ironically, it was Mr. Corab that asked for ideas, but he wouldn't meet with us. So look, we've invested a lot in terms of looking at how to improve the facility, you know, $25 million makeover, theaters, recording studios, you know, giving the arts a prominent position in downtown, esports arena, two-story sports bar, new concession space that takes the congestion out of the concourse. So we've given it a lot of thought. We've looked at best practices across North America, and we think we'll have a very appealing proposal, hopefully, that the city will look at.
Can I ask if you've made an offer to the city on this yet?
No, I mean, quite honestly, in informal discussions with the city, they recommended that if they went to an RFP, it may be better that we don't make an offer until there's a process. So we've been awaiting some announcement or discussion on a process. So given there's a process, they'll now get a very very full proposal from us.
How much do you think you'd be willing to spend on Mile One? What's it worth to you, do you think, if you did make an offer?
Well, you know, I think when we're saying we're prepared to put $25 million just into refurbishing the building, kind of gives you an understanding that we're very serious. I assume there'd be an independent third party look at evaluating the building. And, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have to pay what's considered fair. And so, you know, I think there's some sense that we're trying to steal this, that we want to flatten it for condos. I've heard a lot of interesting things around, but we've been very consistent in our approach. A, we strongly support and recommend an RRP process. Two is we understand that there's going to have to be proper compensation for the building. Three, we've stated that if we are fortunate enough to get the building, that we will guarantee that there will be no subsidy required. And lastly, is we're saying the city should stay in as a partner. And, you know, they don't have to sell it all. You know, let us go in, let us get buy the majority of the operation, stay in as a partner so that they feel that it's important for them to have some say in its future and they can be at the table. They can also apply all sorts of negative covenants to ensure that proper use of the building, et cetera.
Now,
I mean, the notion that I heard yesterday that, you know, we might not go out and bid on Breyers, et cetera. Like, you know, one of the things in the report 2 years ago was saying that they can't attract acts to the building based on how it's currently being run and its mandate. So, look, you know, Wes, we're going to run this thing and own this thing and guarantee there's not going to be subsidy. I can tell you this, it won't be empty.
Right. So as a private owner, let's say, you could also bid on the Breyer.
Oh, listen, we'd absolutely be doing that. We'd be bidding on everything that moves. You know, my whole thing is that if we get this building, we want this building open 365 days a year. And that's our plan, and that's how we guarantee that there won't be a subsidy. The building is underutilized. There's a report that states it. I don't think there's a citizen in this city that doesn't agree with that. You know, when we won the Kelly Cup in 2019, I don't think there was a thing in that building until we opened the season again next year. Like, the building is not being used. And so any fear of what we're going to do with it, in my mind, is fear-mongering. Because the reality is, if we're going to take that over, we want to run it. If you've looked at the renderings that we put out in terms of what we plan to do with this arena, it's pretty clear what our intended purpose is going to be. It's pretty clear that we're going to be running this thing to make it work. And to me, it's a wonderful opportunity to save taxpayers a ton of money at a really tough, tough time in the history of the city.
Dean McDonald, keep your radio on because we're going to be checking in with Councillor Jamie Korab after news at 7:30. I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.